Coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the Northern Shenandoah Valley Quilt Show. And here to tell us all about it, we welcome from the organizing committee, Sharon Raisin and Linda Suter. Good to have you with us on the Wink Wake Up Show.
Thank you.
Sharon, I'm going to start with you. Give us a little history behind the show and who's presenting this.
The show was started back in the early 80s by a couple women that were holding Homemakers Club over in Clark County. And they had their husbands make a couple racks and held a small show every year. And once quilting became popular again, say in the later 80s, early 90s, a bunch of clubs formed and they took over the show. So we've been holding it every other year for about the last 20 years.
And this is presented by four of the local quilt guilds, the Apple Valley Needle Threaders, the Shenandoah Peacemakers, Winchester Modern Quilters, and Skyline Quilters. Where will all this take place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
It takes place at the Clark County Parks and Rec Center in Berryville, and it's held in the gym.
And what will the hours be, and what's the entry fee?
It'll be a $7 donation to enter the quilt show, and that covers all 3 days. The doors open on Friday and Saturday at 10 a.m., and then Sunday the doors open at 11.
Linda Suter, good to talk to you, too, and tell us about the unique theme that the show is going to be taking on.
Our theme is all creatures, great and small. So you're going to see quilts that have, of course, your favorite pets on them, dogs and cats, but you're also going to see all kinds of other animals, bees and elephants and safaris. So that's really cool. We have that feature challenge.
And visitors are going to be involved with the show. Tell us how.
This is a community show, so it's not what they call a judged and juried show where you have to have an expert quilt to get in. This is a community show, so visitors, they'll be handed a ballot, and they'll vote for their favorites. And then we'll have some honorable mentions, too.
And you're expecting roughly how many quilts to be on display?
We have over 160 quilts on display.
Wow.
And in addition to the show feature, there's also the general entries where you'll see everything from hand-quilted quilts to small miniature quilts to very large bed-sized quilts. And then each of our clubs has a challenge.
This year's show also has a special honoree.
Yeah, we have a special honoree this year, Mary Lynn Smith. She was a founding mother of the original quilt show in Berryville, and her family has kindly donated a bunch of her quilts for us to display.
Sharon, in addition to seeing the quilts at the show, there's also a lot of other stuff going on. Share that with us.
Every hour the show is open, we have a demonstration being put on by a member of one of the guilds. And those are all free with your entrance fee. And we have the Patchwork Cafe in case anyone gets the munchies or needs a snack while they're there. We have the community service table, which showcases all of our work that we do for the community. All of our groups make quilts for nonprofits in the area.
In addition to the quilts and the food and the community table, you've got vendors, door prizes, and you'll be raffling off a quilt. And one of those vendors of special interest to quilters,
Snippy Brothers, and he sharpens knives and scissors.
Sharon, if we want more information, what's the website we go to?
nsvquiltshow.com.
All right. Northern Shenandoah Valley Quilt Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Berryville at the Parks and Rec Center. Sharon Raisin and Linda Suter, our guests on this Community Corner. Hey, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.